This week, let's answer a question that you got from a website visitor. Now, here's what they wrote. I have a coworker who was very unproductive. This person wastes their day socializing and surfing the net. We do the same job on the same project. I have voiced my concern to our boss, but nothing has changed. It is very frustrating seeing this person sit every day and collect a paycheck for not doing anything. Do you have any suggestions as to how to deal with this? What do you think?
A couple things I'd say let's don't do. Make sure that you don't pick up their work for them, because essentially you're covering for them, you're hiding them. You don't want to do that. The second thing you want to make sure that you don't do is confronting them. That rarely yields to something productive, and it will end up making you both look like you're troublemakers. What you can do is focus on your work, just do a really, really good job on your work, and keep your boss informed on everything you're doing, right? Almost in a way, show your boss how good someone in that role could be so they have that contrast.
This writer seems like they've tried to be proactive, talking to the boss, saying, I have concerns about this. Is that all you can do?
I think that is a part of it. Now, there's some good news. In this economy, because the organizations are so lean, that people that are not doing work, it's a lot easier to spot them. Eventually, management's going to have to do something with this person. So if you wait out and do a good job and not complain, the odds of them getting removed is high. But when you go to your boss, we want to make sure it's not complaining so much. We want to make sure it's not about the person. Rather, frame it up as a concern about either the department or the project. Go to the boss and say, I'm concerned because the pieces I'm working on are moving okay, but some of the other pieces that my coworker's working on, I'm not sure where they stand. So I have concerns about us being able to meet that deadline.
The flip side of this, I guess, is that it can be sort of difficult to know what somebody else is doing. I mean, is there a piece of, we should just, you know, do your work, sort of mind your own business. If you hit a roadblock, maybe bring it up. But otherwise, keep your head down and do your business.
You know, that is a very old school answer, but I think there is some value in that answer. Because it is possible, maybe this person has a different style of working. Maybe during the day, they look very social and like they're not working, but they're actually getting stuff done. But I also think there's a lot of value in communicating what you're doing and your concerns about the overall project. Because I have seen people, really high performers, that just stick their head down and they don't communicate with their boss on what they're doing and the impact they're making, and their boss doesn't know, and so they get overlooked.
Brandon Smith teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Emory University's Goizueta Business School, and he joins us regularly to talk about workplace issues. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Joshua. Glad to be here.